Welcome to the regular finance meeting. Let's go ahead and do roll call.
Roll calls were taken, let the record show all members are present.
Perfect. This is a time for public comment for anything that is not on the agenda. Is there anybody in the audience or online that would like to do public comment?
There's no one online.
Okay, perfect. So then we're going to move to action item C, draft minutes to be approved for February 1st, 2023 and April 5th, 2023.
Make a motion that we approve both minutes.
Okay, seconded and carried. Okay, and then we are going to, there's no presentation, so we're going to move to updates. Monica, you are up.
I'm up. Okay. So I want to update you on the lighting that we've been kind of going back and forth in the Park and Rec Committee had asked us to do some research, which we've done, now bringing it to finance. So I met with two electrical contractors and one solar company. The opinion of both of the electrical contractors is to even do research to find out what the problem is. There's a fee for that because it's a mess. Everything is so old, the panels that don't know where wires link from one to another. So they both had the same opinion of that there's a cost to research and locate the underground wiring to see how everything's run and how it connects. One company I met with gave me a price of $1,230.52. That's for 8 hours worth of work.
Well, will you say the number again? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. $1,230.52. 52
cents?
52 cents, yes.
It's 8 hours of work.
That's 8 hours of work, and they believe that that will be sufficient to find first what the problem is and then be able to determine how much it would cost to fix the lighting. The other company I met with said that they could do it for what they consider a service call, which is $250. They believe that's all the time that's needed to find the kind of figure out a game plan. If they did go over, it would be $125 per hour after their service call fee of $250.
What does that entail? Do they give you any inclination of what it entails to go find out? Like, are they going to be digging stuff up that we are going to have to potentially go back and fix?
The $250 quote that I got, they did not go into much detail. They've done work for us here before, so they're a little bit familiar, as much as you can be without digging into it. If you went into our IT room and you could really have a visual, I wish I could show everybody what the old wiring and the
boxes. It's like a spider web of stuff.
It's so archaic. It's like from the dinosaur ages. Like, it's this huge, like, it's a little intimidating to look at, to be very honest with you. It's very old. The other company, I'd have to pull, I can get it, I can get back to you, but they gave a little more detail as far as what would be entailed with that.
Okay.
And I can grab that for you.
I guess my concern is that if we're going to dive into something and spend money to do it, that it's going to open up a bunch of stuff,
right,
and then we're going to have to spend money to fix something that we may or may not do.
Very true.
So
that's definitely
I'm coming with that question.
Yeah, so do we want to get more detail and talk about it next meeting, or what do you want to do?
Do you want me to, the solar is the...
Yeah, let's talk solar.
Okay. So then I met with a local solar company.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Yeah, ask questions while they're fresh in your mind. But before you kind of, we brought back, I wanted to at least, if you want to hear the solar option. So his suggestion was to attach lights to the palm trees at each entrance. So we have palm trees at each driveway coming into the community center. So he was suggesting that you can get these big solar panels. He showed me an example. Attach them to the trees at each entrance, and then do one on a pole, like in the middle. So it would be, in his opinion, enough light to cover the parking lot. The town, however, going with adding more work, would be responsible for cleaning all the husks off the palm trees because it needs to be a clean surface, mm-hmm. which our crew could not do. So we would have to go out to bid mm-hmm. for that at prevailing wage. And so there would be an additional expense, which that I haven't gotten that far. Kind of wanted to get to this stage first and see what y'all thought. But the price for the fixtures is, per fixture is $1,650. There's a $300 per band to attach it to the palm tree.
So it's $1,950 essentially per mm-hmm. palm tree.
But what about the pole?
Yeah. And then $4,000 for the center. He suggested a double light that so it goes out mm-hmm. this way. So that's $4,000.
That is that just for the pole or is that for the light?
That's just for the double light. The pole is another $1,600. And none of that includes tax or freight.
And they will, sorry if I may,
yeah.
they'll do the install and prevailing wage?
Yes.
Yes, they will. Okay. And we don't,
and we don't have to go out to bid on that?
It depends on the cost. So what do I have here?
I'm adding it up right now. You're at $7,550. That's without tax or freight.
Yeah.
And that's one light, two lights in the center and a pole. So would it be two lights on the palm and then one
no,
in the
one
center?
One light on each palm.
So that's $1,650 times two.
Correct.
Okay, so I don't have that. Let me add one more thing into it. So your total cost is $9,200. Actually, I lied because you have a $300 for each mount. So it's $9,500. Because it's $1,650 times two and $300 times two, correct?
$1,650 per light, so $1,950 per each palm mm-hmm. tree on the sides. Yeah, if you're including the band, $4,000 for the center double light, putting
and then
it $1,600
for the
and $1,600 for the pole,
and that's for the double light, correct?
Correct.
So we're at $9,500. So
you do not have to go to bid for that.
We go to bid for 10,000 and over? Is that the requirement?
No, you go to bid for more than that. So it's 25,000.
Okay, 25,000 over.
How large are the panels?
You know, he showed, he actually brought a sample to show me. He didn't have specs mm-hmm. on it. But it was, and this is what he does, and I explained to him, I said, we don't want to light the street. There's street lights for that. Mm-hmm. We want to light our parking lot, but also not have it be so blinding.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on knowing what I explained our needs were, they're not, I don't have the dimensions, but this was what he felt. There's much larger for mm-hmm. more money, but he felt in his expertise that what he's quoting would be sufficient for our needs.
What's the life expectancy of them?
I don't know that.
Warranty. Life and warranty, too.
Okay.
Yeah, life warranty and size would be great.
And, okay, and size.
Sorry to task you with the whole
bunch. No, that's great.
How much time did it take you to put all of this together?
Well, waiting for people to come was a little bit I met with each person for maybe an hour as far as meeting and getting, but there's been some back and forth and then waiting for a few weeks, I would say. Not 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. but there was definitely some, because you're waiting on appointments and people
responses
getting back to you.
Stuff like that.
Time.
So you probably have a couple full 8 hour days into
this.
Yes,
for sure.
Okay.
And on top of that, I've called other companies, so that
with
was
no response.
With no response, or they don't do prevailing wage work. A lot of no responses.
Yeah. Mm. We're tiny. My opinion is we put a pin in this. We have a lot of other stuff that's currently being discussed that this may be addressed with that. I think $10,000 is a lot of money to spend. I think maybe understanding a little bit more the scope of work when they're doing the investigative stuff, like what is that going to look like for us?
If there's additional,
if there's,
things
so if they're, like if they need 8 hours to figure out what's going on. Does that 8 hours mean that they're going to go dig into stuff and then walk away from it? Or does that 8 hours include they're digging into stuff and then they're going to go back and fix that? You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Is that going to cause us some work on the back end of it for them to just give us a scope of project and cost?
Yeah. Nope, I understand. I will get answers to all of those questions. The life and warranty expectancy, the size of each panel, and the exact scope of work, if there's going to be any repairs to the town as far as what they, when they're doing their research.
Yeah.
Right?
Does that, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I think we need, yeah, complete information on all these before we can make a decision, so.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we need to be cognizant of our time and the money that we're spending and what that looks like.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Would you add into that if you go the solar route, what it will cost for the palm tree to get that tree?
Oh,
yes.
That's expensive.
Cost. Yeah, because that'll be an added cost, and you can't do one without the other, as you're saying.
Yeah.
So make sure
that's
included.
No, I will do that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Monica.
Perfect. So the next we have is discussion of landscape funding.
So this is what happens when we're out of town. We just run wild and come up with these things. So we were talking about the landscape funding and how we're the 1% of the 1%, and then I pulled out the lighting and landscape appropriations from 2004 to current and figuring it out. So at one point, 10 years ago, the money all went to landscaping. And then 10 years ago, when we opened the community center, we started getting half of that. So as of right now, and I'm not down to the penny, but so landscaping gets about $390,000
yes,
a year. Okay.
And that's for Zone 8, is that correct?
That is correct. It is.
So that doesn't count for
limit for Zone 8.
Zone 8 only.
Yep, and so with community center was in part of Zone 8, and so to fund it, Zone 8 is able to fund and help with the community
okay
center. So
that
you
makes
did
sense.
Essentially take some money away from landscaping
to have the community
to
center.
Have the community center and have that for our residents.
Okay.
Yeah, to run programs, the pool, the pickleball
mm-hmm,
courts,
mm-hmm,
and all
I just
that
want to
stuff
clarify landscaping,
yes,
because we do landscaping
right
all over Discovery Bay,
yeah,
and I just want to make sure we're discussing
Zone
8.
Yep.
Yeah, Clipper, DB Boulevard,
mm-hmm,
the, not roundabouts, but the, what do you call
the
them?
Islands.
Yeah,
the
islands. The
medians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that about cover it?
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Okay, clarify where
Zone
8 is.
Those are the major
Zone
8
landscaping.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like Clipper
areas
over down Discovery Bay Boulevard
no,
around.
Board.
Yes.
The Clipper Preserve. Medians.
Okay.
Medians.
Yeah.
Medians.
Yeah, okay.
Park.
And that $390,000 is materials.
Staffing.
Staff. Everything.
It's the entire operations budget.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so. You're really, if you really break it down, you're left with
a small amount.
Small amount.
But the staffing, so correct me if I'm wrong, the staffing, because you have a landscaping staffing, some of their salaries are not just Zone 8. We divide that up amongst
mm-hmm
all the zones. So the burden of that is split, what, four or five ways?
So have we ever gone back to the county to say, you know, we started out getting $352,000, blah, 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 in 2004, and now it's up to $792,000 over all these years, and half of that, you know, goes to the community center, half of it. Can we come up with a way for more money and redistributing, I can't, I'm stuck on that word,
no,
funds. Can we go back to them?
Well, it's a formula
yeah
in their finance report that you actually have to follow because we're unincorporated. We have to follow that formula.
Yeah.
And so you can't pull any more money. I mean, we did meet with the controller once when Rick Howard was here to find out how do they calculate the tax dollars. And it was very unclear when we left. You know, I mean, they just couldn't answer any of our
mm-hmm
questions. And they did nothing to raise anything.
Since
so
there's been a lot of changes in the county supervisor's office,
mm-hmm,
would it be worth sitting down with another go around to say?
With the supervisor or
yeah
with the Contra Costa County
controller?
Controller.
Well, I think we should include her absolutely in it, and then the controller and whoever else, but...
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I would think they would say no, it might be a waste of time, because it is a formula that they're...
Was the formula designed, maybe there needs to be some clarification on how that formula was designed. I'm assuming, because like when the formula was put together for Zone 9, that was part of how that was developed and what they agreed upon with the tax structure when it was put together. I'm assuming, which I could be wrong, I know what assuming means, that the formula that was put together for Zone 8 was done in a similar fashion. So in order to change that, you would have to put an action on the ballot and approve it.
Wouldn't be just us. So let me explain that. We are part of the unincorporated area. It would literally affect anybody else in that unincorporated area.
So it would be
well
Byron, Knightson, all of that in the unincorporated area. So it would affect that tax base in the unincorporated area.
It would.
And now that there is, the county has more money to spend because of Measure X, could we talk to the county and say we're struggling here to try to come up with additional money?
We can reach out and ask.
I mean, you know, we, you know, as Ashley said, we, you know, we're assuming a lot of things, but maybe it's time to ask and get some additional information. And then I know we're going to be getting some monies for the community center when Pulte, you know, is getting the permits for the new homes.
Yes.
Is all that going to go to the community center, or is it going to Zone 8? Will
it's
landscaping?
Community center.
So is there any way we can have any of it go to landscaping? I'm working here for you.
I hear you.
So it is earmarked as a community center benefit. The board can choose to change that, I would assume.
Okay.
So
could, when those funds start coming in, could all that go to the community center and then we take more money out of the 1%?
It's a one-time, if I'm understanding it correctly, it's a one-time.
Yeah, it'd be $500,000 over time. So if all that goes to the community center, could we offset that and give more of the tax money to landscaping?
So here's this, with the one-time funding, sometimes you don't necessarily want to use it for operations. You want to actually use it for an asset. That's more bang for your buck that way.
Or a large expenditure.
Or a very large expenditure.
Makes sense.
But you could use that $500,000 once we've collected and resurface the tennis courts, resurface the pickleball courts.
Update the community center.
Yeah, update, make changes to the community center. Eventually down the road, we're going to have to do some ADA updates here. Those are extremely expensive. And so I just want to make sure we're strategic with that $500,000 of how we want to spend it. So I know we want more money for landscaping, and I know we've explored the umbrella thing at one point, and that died in committee a long time ago. It didn't work out. So it's a tough situation. We can go back to the county and ask. We did ask for the smaller zones with the county, their county-owned parks. We did approach them and ask them, we need more money here. And they went,
They
own those parks.
Yeah.
So I have a quick question for you, Bill, because you were able to get the county to do lights on the path between Newport and Safeway. So we need stuff for landscaping. Is the county willing to, maybe we're very specific about our ask and say, hey, we have this island, we want to improve it. Are you willing to participate by supplying the materials for that? And maybe it's a different approach when we go talk to them, because you seem to have been pretty successful.
So yeah, I sit down about twice a year. They have, they give us our maintenance budget. And that's just,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But they also have a special fund where they can do some special projects. So, you know, I sit down with them.
And that's, we could, again, if you, I could be misspeaking and I don't want to do that, but when you go and ask them for that, that's for all of our zones because we're all unincorporated. Is that correct?
No, no, it's not.
Okay, that's where I want you to clarify.
That's just the Borgata area, the Slipher area, and then the bridge.
Okay.
So like water and wastewater, water funds used for water.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify.
These specific zones are an engineer report. So just like we do our Zone 9 assessment engineer's report, they also do one for all of the zones that they own.
Okay.
So, and it's in a full engineer's report. It's online with Contra Costa County, so you can review it of how they come up with their assessment.
So Zone 8 is not part of that project list. That's solely from taxes.
Yes.
Because we take the taxes from that, and we do the landscaping and community center. And then those other zones, the county technically owns those. They just contract out with us to do the project work and the landscaping on it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. I'm going to keep going. With the Cicchini property, is there anything built into that that money will come to?
We haven't built it yet, but yes.
Big money.
Yeah. Yes.
Big money. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't built that in yet. But.
Okay, good, good. Let's, yeah. Well, good. That'll be an opportunity. So how do these other CSDs that are in similar situations as us, as you get 1% of the 1%, da 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 da, how do they manage it with, you know, even larger towns and increased costs? And is that a question we could ask somebody at the CSDA? Or would your new finance finance fellow, that's what
Rick called. Howard.
No,
Rick, Rick Wolf, not Rick Howard. I got the wrong Rick. Yeah.
Okay.
Wood. Yeah. Howard Wood.
No. Okay. How do they manage their?
Yeah, and this is, and explain the situation that we're in, and that, you know, it's, you know, costs have gone up just so tremendously, and we still have this tiny bit of money, and we're not able to properly, you know, serve landscape needs of the town.
I guess, what's the concern? Are we wanting to add to the landscape? Are we not up on the maintenance of the landscape? The last meeting.
So the issue is, in terms of just maintaining what we have, I would probably need about 6 employees.
Yeah.
One of the major points is that this is the original landscaping in the town, so landscaping doesn't improve with time.
No, it is what it is.
It needs to be regenerated, it needs to be redone, so the further we go with no money, the worse it's going to get. Mm-hmm.
Can we incorporate funding in our capital improvement plan? Budget?
Yes. For what?
I don't know. I'm just like...
So we can. This is the tricky part, is right. We only have
$800,000. You can't commingle funds.
Yeah, and
okay.
We only have $800,000.
It goes back to you can't commingle funds.
Yeah, you only have $800,000, and by the end of the year, you're also sometimes borrowing from reserves to cover them.
To cover that.
We don't have enough money to fund it all.
Yeah.
We just don't. And
Hoffman money is mostly for one time community center projects.
I would use it for, well, not just community center,
but
it
zone
should
eight.
Be for zone 8 assets.
Yeah,
you know,
that
you
makes
really
sense.
Want to spend it on assets.
Now,
not perishables.
So tomorrow you're going to start, I'm just saying this, it's not really happening, don't worry. But tomorrow you're going to start landscaping Discovery Bay Boulevard, and you can do it however you want it. What would you use? Would you use plants? Would you use, I call it hardscape, I don't know what you call it, but what would you do?
I would have it look a similar way to what else we've done in the past. The only viable vegetation left on the boulevard is probably a few of the shade trees, so it would be a lot of new plants.
Okay, so would you plant more plants, or would you keep going with the
I would be
ground and the
planting.
Rocks and the...
Not too many.
Mm-hmm.
That could be up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So are we trying to figure out like the cost of it, or because I think that's something that should probably be done in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I'm just asking some questions. That's all. I just wanted to
Okay.
Just wondering, like, yeah, and maybe tie it in with Clipper, is that, I mean, is that, I don't know what your grand plan is.
Yes, so.
Okay.
In my head, I have, we don't really have design standards here, but kind of that's the design standard.
Yeah, so I think if we're moving towards the dryscape, which we started on Poe to test it out, see how it looked, now we're doing it on Clipper, we've done it on some medians, we probably want to keep that theme
going.
No,
I think that's.
And the only reason why, one, it's neat and clean looking, and two, it's a little bit easier to maintain for very few guys, and it doesn't need, it's drought resistant, right? So you don't need as much water. Because eventually we're going to have to stop, we can't water medians already, and it'll start coming towards, we can't do the boulevards, we can't do these, you know, landscaping areas, so as they start putting water regulations on us.
A couple events this last weekend, and I got two very nice comments on the median on Discovery Bay Boulevard down towards the end, just saying what a great idea that is, and it looks good, and it's not high maintenance, but it does, so.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then I also got complaints about the toilet paper in the park, but that's another story, so. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you guys like the dryscape?
I like the dryscape look. I think it makes, sense from like a maintenance perspective.
I agree completely.
We don't have the boulevard in the budget right now, it's just, it's expensive. You know, I think we just did it.
We did an update on it a couple years ago.
That was a refresh.
It was a refresh.
You know, but that's a very good example of seeing if the county would give us the materials to do it, and then we do it with Discovery Bay, you know, that, you know, if it's possible to say this is what we want to do and this is what
but,
we would
But I think what Dina was saying is the county won't do that because it's not part of what they own, right? So that's Zone 8 comes from tax money.
Mm-hmm.
What they did with Regatta and Syntex, they own that.
Yeah.
So Bill was able to go to them and say, hey, you own this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need you to
I
do
realize that.
That,
but with the Measure X money, there may be other funds available now that that tax went countywide. We may be able to ask and,
okay.
We don't know.
We can always make the ask, but to your point, and to the GM's point, when I actually sat on that call with Bill, and there was some monies that were given to us to take down the branches, the power lines on Highway 4 at Regatta. During the conversation, I had a conversation with
Michelle.
Great lady, loves Bill and Monica, by the way. And I was asking them about, like, hey, how can we do exactly what you're asking? Because they don't have an escalator built into their taxes. And she basically told me that it's going to be up to the politicians to put that in place and not keep kicking it down the road, but nobody wants to come forward and bring the bad news. Hey, you need some more
tax money
you're talking about. But I got the sense, that was my first meeting, that if it's not a zone that they don't own, they didn't seem too happy or too eager to help us, but they realized that there wasn't an escalator in the Regatta is why they started helping us with that area. So.
Thank you. Any other questions or discussions on it?
Nothing. That was it.
Okay. Do we have anything for future discussion agenda items?
No. Hopefully we can get the other information on those and then we can go from there.
Okay. Perfect. So
excellent.
I'm going to go ahead and adjourn our meeting. 4:58.
Thank you.
Thank you.